The International Franchise Association and Social Geek Radio present MITPOD, the Marketing Innovation Technology Podcast. We're sharing marketing and innovation tips now through October, leading up to IFA's Marketing Innovation Technology Conference, MITCON, in Phoenix, October 28th through the 30th. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere, along with Kristen Pahacek, Digital Marketing Director at Self Esteem Brands. Hey, Professor, what's up?
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me.
And this week, we're also joined by my colleague from Social Joey, Mike McDowell. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. And, you know, Kristen, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about this kind of disturbing trend we're seeing, especially in the franchise space, of brands spending 100% of their digital budget on lead gen because, you know, it has all of those nice tracking capabilities. But people are forgetting about what got them there when it comes to branding. So any opening thoughts there?
Yeah, I think this will be a good conversation today around kind of what is that perfect balance between lead gen and branding. To your point, companies are sticking their entire budgets into Facebook ads and Google search. And I know you agree with this. As digital marketers, we're like, yes, that's great. We encourage a lot of spending in those channels. But what is going by the wayside is, what are we actually saying in these ads, and what story are we trying to tell, and what value is our brand bringing to a prospective customer? That work that takes a lot of work, right? It takes a lot of work to identify a brand, a lot of time, a lot of investment. It's going by the wayside in lieu of lead gen tactics. And I think companies are starting to feel the effects of that.
Mike, you do a lot of Facebook ads. Are you seeing a lack of branding happening on Facebook ads and Instagram ads and other social channels right now from franchise brands?
Yeah, I think, you know, the age-old battle between sales and marketing has created kind of that rift that we see today. And, you know, people are trying to, whether it be sell a franchise or sell a donut, whatever they're trying to do there, it's becoming one of those things where they're so sales-driven that they're forgetting that people have loyalty. You know, I actually was in a meeting at IFA at the main conference, and somebody said, you know, people just aren't loyal. And it's like, well, if you still provide good customer service, you have a good product, like that loyalty is still there. But a lot of the reason I think people are starting to see that shift is because everything has become so lead gen driven and direct sell, immediate, you know, kind of turnaround. And it's creating, I think, a lot of problems in the way people understand the sales cycle, especially as consumers have gotten wiser and done more research in things that aren't maybe one click to a conversion kind of a product. And so, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot more that can be done in telling stories through Facebook, through Instagram, and building that brand loyalty back by being better at getting that brand message and that mission and why you're doing what you're doing out there. And it is getting lost in today's sales and lead gen focused ad culture.
Kristen, you work with not only your own handful of brands, but you work with lots of people in the franchise space. You see a lot of lead generation. You see a lot of other types of advertising happening. Why is this happening now? And, or maybe this has been going on for the past 5 years and we're just finally sort of noticing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, Jack, you and I have talked about this. Digital has ruined us a little bit. As much as I love it, the idea that you can get a direct CPA on every action in digital is so great because you can go to your leadership and say, here's exactly the return on ad spend that we were able to generate, and it led to this many dollars for the system. And not only can you do that to leadership, but in franchising, that's real money talk to those franchisees. Yeah. And so when we're talking to them about what we're doing with the general ad fund, the best thing to say is, we got you X amount of leads or conversions, and the return was Y, right? Brand marketing and the investment in branding and positioning and the research that it takes to develop that, you don't get a direct CPA that you can read out to leadership or to your franchisees. And therefore, companies, including us at times, have moved money into lead gen in order to ensure that we're able to say this is exactly what we did with the dollars that we're putting into marketing. So I think that's one part. I think the other part is companies that have been around for a long time have put so much money into lead gen because they feel like their brand is strong enough to withstand, you know, not filling the funnel, right? When you're spending in branding, you're filling that funnel. If a brand has been around a long time, like Anytime Fitness, and even like Gap and Kraft Heinz, Monster, they've come out and said like, oof, we made this mistake. We thought our brand was strong enough to only play at the bottom of the funnel. And it worked for them for 5 to 10 years. And now they're like, oh my gosh, nobody knows what Monster job search is anymore. And I know I just listened to a podcast on this very thing. Like nobody knows who they are anymore because they stopped spending in branding. They only spend with people with search intent and they haven't filled their funnel. So now these companies are having to go back and redefine the value that they give to their consumer and broadcast it. And that's not an easy thing to do. And in the franchise space, I'm not sure that they're, that every brand knows exactly what that value is and has really taken the time to solidify it. So even once you decide I'm going to spend 40% of my budget building awareness and consideration for my brand, the next question that comes up is, wait a second, what's my brand? What am I trying to say to my consumer? How am I going to come across and disrupt all the digital noise that is in front of our prospects every day?
It's interesting that you talk about investing in brand marketing, where there may be some people out there who just see that as an expense, and maybe that's an expense that we can cut out. But unlike lead generation, it truly is an investment, not so much for getting sales this week, but for getting sales 6 months from now or 12 months from now. And you know, if people have already forgotten about Monster, which we used to get hit by Monster ads every 5 minutes, you know, 5 to 10 years ago. If they've forgotten about that, imagine some small emerging franchise brand that wants to start franchising and getting leads for new franchise candidates that no one has ever heard of. Those lead gen ads are going to do pretty poorly. Would you say that, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, and I think we're even starting to see that as a trend. It was funny. I actually did an interview a couple weeks back, and somebody asked that same kind of question. And one of the things that we've been watching since about middle of the year last year is a lot of these lead gen campaigns from Facebook where they're directing them to a static landing page and not giving them the full franchise development website, where a lot of brands are telling that story. They're just trying to get that quick conversion. We're actually seeing people abandon the ad, go back to Google, search for the brand, find the consumer side, click through, go to the Fran Dev site, and then get all the information, and then eventually fill out the lead form. And so it tells us the way that the consumer is thinking, that they're not actually wanting to convert quickly. They want to do research. They want more information than less information. And so I think brands have to wake up and realize that, especially emerging brands, because they haven't even told their story to the masses yet. But even when you get into bigger brands, you know, it's not as simple as like Kristen just said, you know, oh, everybody knows my brand. They'll just get this, you know, 7 bullet points on this landing page and give me all their personal information and how much money they make and what territory they're in. It's just like that is that might work for some people that are already, you know, pretty far down, but it's just like all of these new markets that they're trying to go into, they're forgetting that people there may not know their brand as well as they think they do. And I think the data on the back end and the consumer journey that we're seeing from these franchise development ads is actually telling that story. And brands need to start listening now, because I think the problem it's creating is everybody using this last click and last touch attribution model. What's happening is they're investing their money in the wrong place, because, you know, somebody may click from a Facebook ad and, you know, they may click through 5 or 6 different ways, but it looks like the thing that brought the conversion was an organic Google search from this, but it's because they went through 7 different steps to get there. And so when they're looking at reporting in Google Analytics, they're saying, oh, well, this conversion came from organic Google or this Google ad, when the person actually started that journey on Facebook, but couldn't get the information because they got stuck on a single page landing page and went to find a different solution. And so it's actually causing people to mismanage their budgets and put money in the wrong spots because they're just looking at what was the last thing or what was the last touch. When in reality, that's not the thing that's driving sales. It's the thing that happened seven touches ago that actually got the candidate interested. And a lot of brands, even a lot that we're working with, aren't doing the legwork of figuring out where that top of the funnel stuff is coming from. And like Kristen said, it's going to dry up eventually. It may take 5 years, it may take 10 years, but eventually that, you know, lower end of the funnel stuff is going to dry up and they're going to be in a world of hurt when they get to that point and don't have any new business coming in. And then they're going to have to reinvent how they tell that story because the mediums are going to be different. The social networks are going to be different. Google ads are going to look different and they're going to have to figure out how to retell that story in a brand new environment. And that's a difficult task.
And that brand new environment is probably going to be TikTok.
Okay, right. Yeah.
First, they have to figure that out. But Mike, are you suggesting maybe that for people that you're retargeting or people who have already gone through some research, they've already checked out your brand, they've already leaned in to some point, maybe ads targeted at those folks are still okay on these standalone landing pages, but for the top of the funnel, we really should be looking at getting them somewhere, probably the full website, to let them sort of immerse themselves in the entire brand story. Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, 100%. And I even think, you know, if you're going into a new territory and you're an emerging brand, I think before you ever start asking people for contact information, you need to have a video of some type or something that tells your brand story before you ever start saying, like, come buy a franchise from me, because you've got to educate the market. And I think that's a big piece that kind of, like you said, people are throwing that budget away or moving it over to lead gen and they're never getting that story out there. And so they're relying on the consumer to figure it out themselves when, you know, that franchisor should be telling that story and letting that be the thing that leads them into the market and then follow up with people that engage with that or watch that video with a, hey, now we're selling and have opportunities and available in your territory. That would be a much more effective way to penetrate a new market than just blindly saying, hey, franchise is open, your territory, whatever, and just trying to push people as quickly through the funnel as possible. And yeah, I mean, I think, you know, people that have already hit your website, done their research, are deep into franchising already. Like, yeah, sure. Some of those can work on those, you know, single page landing pages, things like that. But going into a new market, that is just not a strategy that's going to produce strong and solid results long-term.
Kristen, any thoughts on what that mix between sort of the bottom of the funnel and the top of funnel should be, or is that totally dependent upon who the brand is and you know, kind of what the brand awareness is for that brand right now?
Yeah, I think it is highly dependent on what the brand is and their brand awareness, but also their market densification. It's going to be a lot easier for you to play in awareness and consideration if you have franchise locations that are densified in a particular market. So it may be a consideration that you want to think about in your franchise development strategy. I know it's one that we've talked about many times at Self-Esteem Brands, is that if we sell a market or have concentrated efforts in franchise development, we're going to have an easier time down the road when we're trying to market and raise that consideration and brand awareness in that market. If you are spread out across the U.S. and you don't have a lot of consistency in where you're selling, it's just harder to build awareness and consideration. And the franchisor is going to have to rely more heavily on, again, that value proposition and really telling that story for the prospect on behalf of the franchisee in a different way than if you had seven locations in a market and you could just put out a CTV ad and watch them come to your door. So, you can't have a strong value proposition without a strong brand. You got to work in partnership with your operations team. Your budget distribution is going to look different depending on the industry that you're in or the densification of the markets that you are in. But I would encourage everybody to really, before they place a Facebook ad, ask yourself, what are you trying to do? How are you trying to make your customers feel? Why do you exist? And regardless if you're playing at the bottom of the funnel or the top of the funnel, your message should address those things for the customer, which you don't just do your value proposition at the top of the funnel, right? You kind of carry it throughout. So think strategically about those questions and how you're going to answer them in each stage and what that looks like for your brand.
I find it kind of ironic that franchising is really all about the brand. You know, if bottom line, when someone buys into a franchise, I mean, yeah, there's operational efficiencies and training manuals and processes in place and everything, but really from the buyer's standpoint, what they're buying is the brand, right? They're not buying the service. They're not buying the product. They're not even buying a business. They're buying, as Seth Godin would say, the stories, and they're buying the magic. So it's kind of ironic that we're looking at franchisors as not quite understanding that brand, because that everything they have is built on someone buying into that brand. Kristen, we talked a little bit about this a few weeks ago, but I wanted to come back to it about sort of the responsibility of the franchisor, not just at the fran dev level, but down on the ground, that it's really the franchisor's responsibility to grow that brand for the franchisees, right?
Right. And not only is it their responsibility, but that's what the franchisor should want. You don't want your franchisees building their own brand because then you end up with a franchise full of inconsistencies, which is not good. So here's what, as a franchisor, you need to develop and deliver a really strong and sound brand framework, complete again with that value proposition, reasons to believe, your core target. Your franchisees should not be doing their own segmentation work. They should not be going through brand discovery or customer journey exercises. They did not get into your business to do marketing. They got into your business to run a business, which means all of that marketing fundamental great stuff that we've learned throughout the years, that's where we need to focus as a franchisor to provide ultimately a framework that franchisee just enables and works within, does not develop.
Yeah, I would just say, I mean, I think that's exactly right. I think, you know, the trends we see, and again, talking to digital, I mean, everything we see is shifting local, local, local. And if you're not telling that brand story on a local level, if your franchisees don't understand that, if they're trying to do something, you know, different than what the brand is supposed to be, you know, that comes out in the way that you know, SEO happens. That comes out in the way that they, you know, use your voicing on Facebook. And as a brand, you've got to, at one level, protect that because, you know, you're trying to keep everything in unity and symmetry and things like that. But also, you know, the system works and you franchised it because the thing that you were doing was successful and the thing that you're growing needs to stay that way. Because if not, then like Kristen said, I mean, you're going to end up all over the place. But I think even as we get into a local thought process, like if you're not telling that story well locally, I mean, you know, there's 100 HVAC people I can choose from. There's, you know, for SE brands, there's 100 gyms I can go to. And if there's not consistency there, if there's not those stories and it's just, oh, you know, who's given me a $15 coupon and this other place gave me a $12.99 coupon. Like if that's the only thinking you're doing at a local level, you're not going to win because then it just becomes a process of, you know, who's got the better deal today. And if you're trying to build long-term loyal customers, they don't buy because you sent them a coupon. Sure, that may get them interested, but they stick around long-term because of the stories they develop within your brand. And you've got to be able to take that at a local level. And franchisors have to be able to empower franchisees to bring that in under the same brand message and the brand strategy that you're trying to incorporate and figure out what that looks like locally. So.
Absolutely. Mike and Kristen, thanks so much for the conversation today. This is exactly the kind of thing that you guys and everybody else that attends MITCon hang out and talk about for 2.5 straight days, whether it's in the sessions or the roundtables or the coffee shop or the bar, this is the kind of conversation that any of the attendees will hear for that entire period. So if this all sounds good to everybody out there, be sure to hold the date for MITCon. It's October 28th, 29th, and 30th in Phoenix. Details and registration will be coming soon to franchise.org. We also want to thank all of our returning MITCon sponsors, including Answer Connect. Imagine your customers and potential customers reaching a live person every time they call and never getting voicemail. Answer Connect is making that happen with a team of professional, upbeat, friendly customer service experts ready to impress your callers and deliver your messages around the clock. Answer Connect works with franchise systems, enterprise brands, and small businesses who need phones answered 24/7 in any time zone, a virtual receptionist, inbound sales calls handled, and appointments scheduled. Call Answer Connect at 800-584-0234 or visit answerconnect.com/franchise. And once again, Kristen, thanks so much for joining me. We will be back next month with more on MITCon and more details on who will be attending, who will be speaking, keynotes, presentations, and all that kind of stuff. Are you a game?
I am so game. And Jack, you know as well as I do, we've got quite the lineup. So we just can't wait to talk about it with everybody listening. And stay tuned. The next time we talk, we'll be releasing some of that info.
Yeah, indeed. Thanks so much. And thanks to everyone for listening to MITPod, the Marketing Innovation Technology Podcast, copyright 2020, Social Geek Enterprises, Inc.